Hi, John. How are you?
Well, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
It's a normal day.
It's a normal day.
It's a normal day.
Wow, I see. You're done with work?
This time is free.
Your break time.
Break time.
Okay, I see. Why? What time do you finish work?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
After 10 minutes. Finish to work.
I will finish my work.
I will finish my work.
Okay, I see. Oh, so after this class. Right?
One more time?
I mean, after this class. So it's the time to finish your work as well.
Yes. I want to say, I want to tell you one thing. I always check your email. Thank you for your comment and advice. Your comment to hear me.
Hear me. Why?
I really appreciate this.
I see. Of course. No worries. I'm always here to help you out so that you'll become better. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
No worries. Okay. So then let's take a look at your book. We're now on we're still on page 23. Yeah. So say it, letter C.
C. Okay.
Yes. Okay. So still these are scenarios and just use I've been whenever you answer. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Letter C. Your friend noticed that you are in good shape these days. Tell him why.
I've been got a promotion last Monday.
I've been
got a promotion.
But you cannot say I've been in this part. I got a promotion last week.
Last Monday.
So, but this one is you are in good shape. You understand what is in good shape?
I think good shape is good condition.
Yes, good physical. Physical good. Body condition.
Physical body. I've been exercised. I've been always exercise.
Okay. Just remove always. I've been exercising. I've been exercising.
In these days.
Yeah, it's okay to say that. I've been exercising these days. So just remove in these days.
These days.
Good
shape.
Can say I've been exercising recently.
What?
Recently.
Recently. Recently. Okay.
Lately or recently.
Recently.
Or lately. So that's why your body is in good shape.
Just good shape mean is just physical condition.
Yes, physical. You've got, let's say, you have muscles now, and your face look happy, and you have healthy skin. Anything outside your physical body that people can see, that looks good, it means you are in good shape.
Oh, I think that mean is a condition, good condition.
Yes, also condition, yeah. Like a healthy body, not sick anymore.
Yes, the other sentence, I've been played tennis every week.
But don't say play.
Every weekend.
So you say I've been playing.
I've been playing tennis every week.
Every weekend. Okay.
Every weekend.
Yes. So just remember when you use the word I've been, so it should be followed by a verb with ing. I've been playing, I've been exercising, I've been eating.
ING, okay.
Yes, with ING. Because that means you started the activity in one point and you are still doing it up to this time. Okay.
Thank you.
No worries. Very good. So let's have letter D. Your boss asked you why you've been absent for a few days. How would you say that you've been sick?
I've been sick for a few days. So I was absent.
For a few days. So, or that's why?
That's why I was absent.
I was absent. Okay. Okay, very good. And how about letter E? The doctor is asking questions for information about your stomach ache. She asked how long you've been that way.
She is the doctor?
Yes, she is the doctor, yes.
I've been in stomach ache 2 days ago.
Been
in stomach ache.
Or instead of in, you can use the word I've been experiencing.
I've been experiencing?
Experiencing.
ING.
Experiencing.
I've been experiencing stomachache.
Yes.
Okay.
Stomachache.
2 days ago. Two days ago.
We don't use ago, the word ago here, because when you say 2 months, 2 weeks ago or 2 days ago, it means it's already over. It's already finished. So you've been experiencing stomachache since. You give the date.
You give a date.
Yeah, give me a date. So I've been experiencing stomachache. For 2 days, yes. You can add the word for 2 days. No, remove the word ago.
No ago. No ago, okay.
Yes, it's because like what I've said, when you use the word ago, it's finished. You're okay now, but you are still not okay, so that means you're still experiencing the stomach ache.
Experiencing. Okay.
And next one is, you met a cool friend at Beyoncé's concert. He asked you how long you've been an avid fan of Beyoncé.
Avid, what's the meaning avid?
When you say avid or avid fan, it means you are very interested. You're very enthusiastic with the singer-dancer Beyoncé. You really like very much Beyoncé.
Big fan?
Yeah, a big fan. Yeah, similar to Big Fan. You always follow all her concerts. Mm. You buy all her CDs.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. I've been a fan of Beyoncé for 2 years. For 2 years.
I've been an avid fan of Beyoncé.
Beyoncé for two years.
For 2 years. Okay.
I really like her music.
Yes.
I really like her song.
Yes, very good, John. I really like her music, or I really like her songs. Okay, so are you really an avid fan of Beyoncé?
Yes. Beyoncé is
the singer dancer.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know her. Beyoncé is old singer. But recently,
mm-hmm.
she make her new song.
Mm-hmm.
That song is
what's
sorry?
The song?
Sorry?
What's, sorry? Is that the title?
I don't know. Her new song title.
Beyoncé new song. Let's find. Beyoncé new song.
Beyoncé new song.
Okay. All night?
All night?
All night? Maybe that's
all night?
All night.
All night?
Walk
all
on
night?
Water. Walk on water? Listen, maybe?
listen? Listen is so famous song. Listen. And if you were a man,
mm-hmm.
I think that music, those music is so popular.
Yes. Yes, it is. Very famous worldwide.
Mm.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Okay, but anyway, we'll just go ahead and continue the rest of the questions that we have here on our next meeting tomorrow, all right?
Okay, thank you so much.
No worries.
Bye.
Thank you, John. Bye-bye.
Bye.